Welcome to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Wink. Today, got a great show, great topic that can help you in your professional life or your personal life or both, because maybe you do have both lives. You know, you got a job, you got a home, you got outside the home. And one of the things that I know I definitely started learning at some point is that there really is not a big difference between personal relationships and business relationships, because they all involve people. And so a lot of times you might go to tackle one part of your life, maybe it's your professional life, and you're going to get the benefits at home, you know, or with your friends or with whoever. So what I'm going to be talking about today is transforming from the inside out, and the transformation that I've gone through by working with Jim Fortin. So I'm back. This is the last couple weeks of podcasts where they were actually, I pre-recorded those because I was going to be going on a self-retreat. So I had 10 days in an Airbnb where I set up my own retreat because I just needed some time away to, you know, I'd realized that I'd become sort of addicted to, you know, just staying busy and worrying about stuff that is outside of myself and kind of losing touch with, you know, what's important to me, what matters, things like that. Whereas spending some time in silence, which was one of the things I got re-reminded of through working with Jim, I just got, you know, a lot of these things came to me of like, oh, this is an option. That's an option. These are, you know, so there's a lot of great things going to be coming up, you know, through the podcast, going to start getting some great people to interview. And if you happen to have a podcast and you're looking for a phenomenal guest, hit me up. Find me on social media, Justin Wink, W-E-N-C-K. Oh, and talk about burying the lead. Check out the brand new justinwink.com. You know, my last name, W-E-N-C-K. It's actually a German last name. So when I go to Germany, they have no problem with my name. They're like, ah, Erwink, how are you? And it's like, ah, super. Which is super in German. So check that out. They got a new back end, so it's going to be a lot easier for me to have, you know, really great looking interface where I can get content to you guys quickly, more easily, so that you can, you know, just stay in touch with me and, you know, get to continue growing by the content and the other things that I want to bring to you guys. So really go check that out. Any feedback, you know, let me know through the social media and things like that. On my to-do list is to set up a podcast email. But you can go to justinwink.com/podcast and get on the mailing list so that you can never miss the latest episode, and I can update you on, you know, what's going on and some other great stuff. So back to, so I started working with Jim Fortin. And I think it was, it was September. What's the month before September? So around August, September of 2020. And, you know, maybe you can relate, but I was having some low lows. And as someone who's been really into, you know, growing, developing, improving for, so long now, right? Like I got a PhD in electrical engineering, you know, I started meditating while I was in grad school because, you know, a depressive episode. So I started getting into meditation, then got into yoga. You know, I'm a certified yoga teacher. Just recently, last year, finished up a 300-hour yoga teacher training. So I've got over 500 hours of training in that. And then working with, you know, a number of fantastic personal development coaches, you know, been to Tony Robbins event, but spent a lot of time working with an NLP, that's neuro-linguistic programming master coach, Michael Burnoff, you know, working through his most advanced programs, you know, working small group, working very closely with him. So, you know, it's one of those when, you know, you've done all that, and then, you know, sometimes life throws at you what you are ready to take. I know there's a quote by somebody in there. So, But I've more and more I find that that is true. And just, you know, come, you know, end of summer last year, I was starting to feel really down. Like things are not working. Everything just seems like a grind. It's a struggle. I know what I should be doing. I know what I want to be doing. I'm super worried about money. Like I'm not really fulfilled in what I'm doing at work. I'm kind of just doing it just, you know, to put the money in the bank because I'm scared of going broke, you know, all the fear in the world with COVID and politics and all these things. And, you know, relationships were being strained because, you know, we didn't have our normal outlets of, you know, getting out of the house and meeting friends for lunch and things. And so stuck in a home with people that you love and care about. But that's, you know, when it's a few hours a day and some extra time on weekends versus 24/7, we are talking, some things have changed. And my health was also had taken a beating with, just sort of that fear of going outside. And I'd, you know, past couple years, I'd started getting, you know, the impacts of a lot of stressful desk work. But I think it was about 2 years ago, my neck had seized up and like I couldn't even move it left or right. So I did physical therapy with that, loosened up. And I'd had sciatica type pains on my right side for, I don't know, that's now been maybe six or seven years that's just come and gone. And that started getting worse. And then I had this pain in my left shoulder. You're like, Joel, holy shit, Justin, how old are you? Well, thank you very much for asking. I just turned 40. So yeah, I just celebrated my birthday a few days ago, as of this recording. So I just turned 40. So, you know, four decades complete. And, I had actually gone to a doctor, concerning a lot of this. And she was like, you are too young to be having all of these physical pains with you. Like, you got to figure something out. Like this is not right. And that was the start of a bit of a wake up call. But, you know, the habit of just like, well, maybe more massage, maybe more, chiropractic. But nothing was really happening. And so when I came across Jim Fortin, I was looking for something, you know, and I'm like, there's something a little bit more. And there was just something about, Jim's message, which, he's been doing a training. And so, it's called Be, Do, Have. And really this flips the way that we usually try to change our lives on its head. Because usually we look at, well, what's going on at the outside, and we want to change these external factors. It's, you know, so it's like, well, I'm having, you know, some health stuff, so maybe it's my exercise program. Or I'm having some challenges with finances, like, okay, maybe I needed to cut my spending. Maybe I need to go on a budget. Or work's not fulfilling. Okay, oh, just go out, get a brand new job. And if you're like me, and you're like many people, because this is we're all more similar than we are different. Even though you go and watch the news, and it just wants to divide us and split us apart and tell us how different and how awful the other is. But really, you know, we're 80, 90. Who knows? It's a large percentage of the same. And so you've probably, you know, tried a lot of things that I tried, you know, changing a job, spending less, finding a way to make more, you know, relationships aren't working. We'll go get some new relationships, make some new friends. And if you've been paying attention, you might have noticed that either it's really, 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 really hard, to get it going, and then even harder to maintain, and often it's almost impossible to maintain. And you know, so maybe with all of this effort, you know, over the years, you end up a few percent better, which is huge. Like, you know, a few percent compounded over a lifetime is huge gains in, you know, your happiness and your experience in life. But where does that, you know, sort of, let's just call it the magical shift come from? And it comes from taking the focus out of the external and putting it inside. So really wanting to change from the inside out, because he likes to explain that we live, you know, often our model is the have, do, be, which is once I have more money, then I will do the things in life that I want to, and then I will be happy. Whereas he teaches it's you got to change the most fundamental part of yourself that is the always working 24/7 to create the life that you have, and you need to switch it to a be, do, have, which is you need to be the person that's going to have the life that you want to have. You know, so it really is thinking of like, okay, somebody, you know, so currently I've been living the life of somebody, I've been being someone that has a lot of body aches and pains. So what, and this is something I'm still learning, is, you know, how do I be the person who does not tolerate having body aches and pains, that just, injuries will happen, things will come up, but I don't make those a part of who I am, because that story that I told you about all the things that I've been accumulating as far as physical aches and pains and whatever, that's in some ways become a part of me. And one of the questions you have to ask yourself is, what is the benefit? Because there's just about always a benefit to something that might seem is harmful in your life. And so I know for me, the benefit of having these aches and pains is that it makes me actually take care of myself physically. Like, it's like I do weekly massage, I do weekly chiropractor, which a year ago, before, I was not doing these things. It was like I would just wait until there was a big enough pain or something, or it's a special occasion, like a birthday massage. So it's, you know, my body is saying like, hey, you need to care for yourself. And so probably until I become a person who continuously cares for myself, regardless of whether there's physical pain or not, I'm learning as you're learning. This is the fun of the show. Then, you know, the pain is not necessarily going to go away, because pain really is nothing more than, you know, a feedback mechanism, you know, letting us know that something needs our attention. And if we just, you know, notice that and do something about it, the pain can go away. But if we, you know, ignore or we add on to it, that's sort of where the suffering comes in. Isn't that the Buddhist saying that pain in life is mandatory, but suffering is optional? So, you know, pain is not bad. It's just a message, but let's not add to it. Let's utilize it so we can use it to move forward and find out what really works best for ourselves. So that area of health I'm still working on, but as far as like understanding myself and more fulfillment, those areas I've made massive, massive shifts working with Jim Fortin. So if you do want more information, go to, you know, Justin Wenck, wenck.com/Jim Fortin. That's JIMFORTIN. All one word, no spaces, no dashes. And that's where I'll have links and information so that you could, you know, get some of his free trainings and, you know, learn about him and possibly work with him and get the great benefits. Because I'm looking to build, you know, a phenomenal family of people that are, you know, growing, you know, quickly, smartly, and we can just really, you know, make this a better world, man. You know, make it a better place for you and for me and for the entire human race. I think that's a Michael Jackson song. Was it Heal the World? I don't know. Anyway, what I want to talk about is that, so one of the areas where I really got some benefit was in the area of finances. Cause like I was saying, you know, I was like, man, I guess got to put this money away. So, cause in case, you know, what if I lose my job, or what if the entire economy collapses? You know, there's so much fear going on last year. And, you know, probably if you're still watching the news, there is, because by the way, that's what the news is all about, is just keeping you in a state of fear so that you are basically, when you are in fear, you are very receptive to other people's suggestions. But if you are not in a fear state, you are mostly open to only what you really truly desire for your own best, which is often for the best of those around you as well. So don't be scared. Do not be scared of not being afraid and being more in touch with what you truly want. And so I started working with Jim, and these, you know, and again, you know, it's, you can't have do be, which is all, once I have money, then I will live the life I want, and then I'll be happy. You got to flip it. And so, well, how do you be you know, how do you be so that you end up having money? And it really is just starting to just believe that there is plenty of, be someone who sees that there is abundance, you know, that money can just sort of come to you and is available. And, you know, there's, you know, affirmations. One cool trick that somebody taught me that I actually do is, I've leave dollar bills, at random places and random drawers and things. So I'll open my drawer here and I'll go kind of like, you know, and I see a dollar bill and it's like, oh, there's money everywhere. And so that thought starts coming and it started working. It started. And I mean, I'll tell you the mechanics that ended up happening was I ended up getting a really fantastic deal to refinance my house. And was able to get, you know, some money out in that. And it's just like, well, Justin, that's not like magic. But I'm telling you, before I did this, that concept like was completely closed off to me. And then as I just started having like, yeah, there's money is abundant and can just come to you. Then the offer just sort of appeared and I was able to select, you know, the lender and everything happened like really, really quick. Whereas if maybe you've, you know, bought a house or done a refinance, these things you can spend, you know, weeks, you know, months agonizing over and all this complicated paperwork and just things happen so smoothly. And then, you know, the money came into the bank account and it's like, oh yeah. Like, but it didn't feel like a big because it was just like, I had been operating from, I should have this larger amount of money in my bank account. And then there it was in my bank account. So it really is, it can seem challenging and the how will be surprising, but when we just kind of expect that, well, this is eventually how it should be, it'll eventually be that way. The reason your life is the way it is now is because that the way your life is now is how you expect it to be. And every day you wake up recreating it. And this might sound crazy, but that's okay. You don't have to believe me. I always encourage people to do the experiment. You know, science, you know, I've got an engineering background. There's lots of science and statistics. The thing with statistics is that it doesn't matter if there's a 99% chance that something horrible could come to you. All that matters is that the 1% is for you and the good happens. So you do want, you know, as a population, we want to go with what's statistically best. But when it comes down to me, I'm going to do everything I can to mentally shift the odds so that I get whatever the benefit is in my favor. So even if it's like, hey, there's only a 1% chance, it's like, well, that's the 1% chance for the great thing. That's what I'm going to root for. And I'm going to do whatever I can to make that happen. And the way you're like, okay, so conceptually, you get it, you understand it, but how do you know it? And that's really where Jim's magic comes from, because he's been doing NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, which is ways of talking to yourself to other people so that you can get the shifts and the beliefs. He's been doing that for 25 years. He's also a master hypnotist, which is getting directly to the subconscious. And it was one of those things like, yeah, isn't that like, you know, you go to like a work event or something at a school and they get a hypnotist and, oh, look, this person's clucking like a chicken and, oh, look at them. They think that they're monkeys. Isn't this hilarious? And it can be that, but there are so many studies and so many results of hypnosis being used to change all sorts of behaviors because it's the thoughts that we barely hear that we are saying that shape our everyday life. And I recently signed up to work one-on-one with a really well-known hypnotist. So in about a month, I'm going to be starting to have, you know, one-on-one sessions because there's some stuff that I'm like, all right, I want to pipe clean some of these subconscious beliefs and thoughts and just get to it. It's like, you know, it's been enough. Let's go really get into that. And basically I'm open to that because of the stuff I learned working with Jim, who's got, you know, great techniques and great teachings to really help you be aware of what's going on under your hood and how to get in there and do it so that you're having the subconscious thoughts and beliefs that you want to have, because we're bombarded with all of these messages, the marketing and the media, and they are very sophisticated. And, you know, the Facebook algorithms, and you ever notice, like, if you haven't checked one of your social media accounts, like, it just starts trying like random different things, and usually within about a week, unless somehow you are, you know, really, really strong-willed, which there's a limit to our will, it's a bit like a battery, that eventually it pops up something and you are just so compelled to check in. It's like, oh, that ex so-and-so, how did they, what, did they have a new relationship? And it's like, I gotta check this out. Like, they know how to manipulate based off of our subconscious beliefs and programming. And you can use this, once you're educated on it, which Jim is fantastic at doing, you can use it to your advantage so you're living the life that's best for you and for others. So I got the more money into my account. And then this podcast is going a lot longer, but I've also had improvements in relationship with my wife and friends and things like that, and family. Not all improvements in relationships means that, stronger, better together. Like, sometimes it's a dissolution where it's like, hey, this relationship is no longer working. I need some time out, or I just need to not engage, or I will engage in a much more limited fashion because this is not a healthy relationship. So I've kind of had all the above experience of that. So I've mentioned it in some of the previous podcasts and, probably in the future. I do want to talk about, my retreat, probably in an upcoming one. I got so much stuff I want to share with you guys, but I want to keep these, bite-sized, easy for you, so that, you can listen to it on the go, get something, improve your life. But I know we've kind of gone a lot today that I've been up to, and I know there's maybe not something that's like super tangible, but I hope I've piqued your interest into, like, there are other more effective ways to start getting the life that you deserve. You deserve this. Just because you are a human being, you deserve to be able to, chase your dreams, have relationships that matter, and not have to be so scared. Like, you, our natural state is to be in a state of well-being and love. Just we've often forgotten because of all the stuff going on outside. It's like the clouds have come and we forget that the sun exists, but the sun is always there. The sun's come up every day since you've been born. And as far as we know, it's probably going to be coming up, well after your physical body says bye-bye, on this planet. Such is your state of well-being and the love. Like, it's there. It's always there to access. It's just sometimes we forget. We get so stuck into, the fear, the anger, the tension, the stress. And I want to help get you out of that. And sometimes I know I'm not the best in every single area. So that's when I bring in the heavy hitters and point them to you, because if I can't help you, I want to get you in touch with the people that can. And so go check out Jim Fortin's got some really great trainings going on right now. So so that I can give you the most up-to-date information and stuff, go to justinwink.com/Jim Fortin. Check that out. Hit me up on social media. Check it in the show notes. But basically, if you look for Justin Wink, W-E-N-C-K, you're going to find me. Let me know what you think about the show. If you don't like something, let me know. If you love it, please, go on iTunes or wherever you can. Rate it. That 5 stars, the max. Give me a good review. Tell your friends. Word's starting to get out. I just got a lot of great stuff that's going to be coming up. And if you got any questions, hit me up. Thanks so much, and good day.